Its current state on 90.5 WKAR, traveling to new places and exploring the outdoors can be hugely rewarding, but it can get complicated and take planning. People who have disabilities or age-related difficulties have to do extra research and planning before making a trip. They want to learn whether their particular needs or those of their family members will be met when they arrive. The Disabled Traveler is a Michigan-based nonprofit organization with a website where much of that necessary information about national parks is compiled. It was founded by Kay and Ron Wilmers of Lapeer, Michigan. Ron Wilmers has been in a wheelchair since 1977. Their passion for travel inspired them to start the Disabled Traveler. Ron Wilmers joins us by phone right now to tell us more. Welcome to Current State, Ron.
Well, thank you.
Many national parks have excellent accessibility features for somebody with disabilities, but you've said they don't always do a good job of communicating the details. What kind of details are missing?
Well, what happens is the national parks have a lot on their plate, and they have underfunding also. They need $11 billion to bring things up to par, including accessible features and things like this. And what we're finding out, that if a person is a landscape architect or in charge of maintenance, they're the ones that are wearing the hat for accessibility. And my belief is that they're to make sure that the park is meeting the ADA standards. And that's where it sort of stops, is that they're not providing the detailed information that we provide. So we go in, and where they stop is where we begin, by photographing and measuring and providing much detailed information that we can, so that a person, when they're sitting at their computer, can view this and understand what they're going to be getting into upon arrival.
What's the name of your website?
The Disabled Traveler.
.com.
No, .org. It's a nonprofit.
The DisabledTraveler.org. And it's not only people with disabilities we're talking about. This topic also applies to people dealing with age-related problems, not to mention their families. Do you think people with disabilities or age-related difficulties get discouraged from traveling to parks?
Well, from my understanding and what I've seen, I've been told that people that have a disability do not travel because they fear the unknown. In other words, why travel not knowing what you're going to get into upon arrival and to find out that it's not meeting your functional needs? And the key word is functional, not accessibility. It may be accessible, but it may not be functional. So what we do is, by providing all this detailed information, we're sort of removing some of this unknown so that people will know what they're going to be getting into upon arrival and can make adjustments before they leave. They may need to take something with them to help compensate what may not be at the other end. And the word disabled does not apply just to older people. You have it from a child that could be 3 years old all the way up to 97 years old. So there's a big, broad spectrum there that different needs may need to be met before they leave their house.
Does your website focus on national parks then?
Yes, we focused on national parks because a good friend of mine, he's just two doors down from you at the School of Natural Resources, Don Holacek, and he was telling me you need to come up with a destination. And that makes sense because why would you want to go to someplace, stay at a motel without any really good destination and focus? So we picked the national parks because they're nationwide and they have a lot to offer. So by using them as a destination, people can use that as a starting point and then put their trip together following the information that we provide, that the park is very inviting and wants people to come there with a disability to be able to experience the nature that is offered by these parks.
I'm speaking with Ron Wilmers of Lapeer. He and his wife, Kay, founded the Disabled Traveler, which is a nonprofit that provides information about the accessibility features at America's national parks. Find them at thedisabledtraveler.org. I understand you and your family, including your oldest grandson, traveled to Rocky Mountain National Park together, and I take it that you regard that trip as a success. What made it successful?
Well, the success is that when we were raising our family, our kids, we camped in national parks, so we had a good background there. But then we decided to go out to Rocky Mountain National Park because my oldest son is also a photographer. He's a mountain climber. He climbs frozen waterfalls, hangs from cliffs, all this kind of stuff. And he said, I'll take Josh, our oldest grandson, up Long's Peak. So we said, okay. We get out there, and what we try to emphasize that's on our website is that because I'm in a wheelchair, it doesn't mean I need to stay home. We're at this campground, and it's called Long's Peak Campground. I'm cooking chili. The kids are playing. You smell the smoke from the campfires, roasting marshmallows. They're getting ready for this climb. my son or my grandson Josh says, Grandpa, I can climb that mountain on the computer. And I said, Josh, no, this is not computer stuff here. I says, you're going to experience something you've never seen before. When we got close to the mountains, he saw what I call the foothills, and he was getting excited. He said, my gosh, look how big these are. And I said, Josh, this is nothing yet. So then it came the day that my son and my daughter-in-law, Kim, were going to climb up Long's Peak with Josh. They get halfway what they call Boulder Field, and Kim got leg cramps so she couldn't go any farther. So Josh and Roger went, and Roger photographed the entire trip. And what was strange about this is that it shows the last picture on our website of Josh standing on top of Long's Peak at 14,259 feet high. He was only 10 years old at the time. So we come back, he comes back down. We go to a souvenir shop and try to find him a shirt that he climbed Long's Peak. They didn't have any in child sizes. And then upon returning home, he told his teachers, I climbed Long's Peak. And they said, well, that's nice. And his science project for that year was on altitude sickness. So there's many factors involved here, and it's called grand travel. The grandparents were involved instead of us sitting home. Mm-hmm. And he comes back with photographs saying, Grandpa, look at this. It's not the same as if being there and smelling that fire going and roasting marshmallows and watching the kids playing.
Of course.
So by removing some of the unknown and providing this information, the people can say, let's go. We're keeping a family together, and the family brings along one, three, or five other paying people, so it's a good bottom line for everybody else, and you're part of it, and then it gives you bragging rights for your grandson. So when he got home, he was interviewed by the local newspaper here, and the interviewer, she just sat there in amazement to hear his story.
Hmm. I've been speaking with Ron Wilmers of Lapeer, Michigan. He and his wife, Kay, founded the Disabled Traveler, which is a nonprofit providing information about the accessibility features at state and national parks. More information at thedisabledtraveler.org. Thank you, Ron.
Okay, I appreciate it very much.